Chapter 17, The Marketing of Services, with a focus on the individual service provider. Introduction. Skilled and unskilled service providers. From the perspective of this discussion, service providers can be divided into two categories, which are skilled and unskilled. Skilled service providers include professionals, physicians, lawyers, as well as electricians, plumbers, carpenters, and other professions and trades. The unskilled category includes maintenance personnel, housekeepers, babysitters, day laborers, etc. I will discuss various marketing concepts and techniques that relate to service providers in the following paragraphs. Services are unique products. There are many important differences between services and other types of products. Services are very different than other types of products, especially when they are provided by one individual. Because these services are provided by one individual, or sometimes a group of individuals, there is a limitation on the number of clients that can be served. With regular products, there is no such limitation. For example, if a manufacturing facility obtains an excessively large number of orders for its product, it can hire more employees, purchase more equipment, and rent additional space for a new production facility. The individual service provider is selling his or her time and effort, which represents a very limited product. Manufacturing facilities and large retail outlets sometimes lower the price of their product to the point where they are only earning a small profit. The tiny profit on each item sold can represent a very large financial gain. This is especially the case if the products are quickly sold. The skilled service provider cannot lower his or her prices in this way and still earn a living. With a few exceptions, service providers often have a market that is limited to a geographical area. Another major difference between skilled services and other products involves geographical limitations. That is, a manufacturer or retailer of non-service related products can market products in many localities throughout the United States or even throughout the world. Most skilled service providers can only serve a very limited geographical area. Some skilled service providers are also limited as a result of licensing requirements in different localities. However, there are exceptions to this. There are a few exceptions to the above. That is, there are some skilled services that can be transmitted electronically, such as through the internet, or even by way of conventional mail. Any type of service that can be converted to a data form can offer services throughout the world. This includes computer programmers, engineers, architects, writers, graphic designers, etc. Of course, there are situations where even the above services cannot be transmitted electronically. For example, engineering and architectural services that include evaluation of a pre-existing structure cannot transmit services. Examples are a house or bridge that is to be renovated, which may require on-site evaluations. Skilled service providers often cater to people of specific socioeconomic levels, and their prices may be set accordingly. Service providers often set their prices based on the geographical area that they are serving. A skilled service provider might set his or her prices comparable to similar service providers. For example, an electrician that provides service for small homeowners in a working-class community will most likely set his prices roughly comparable to other electricians serving that community. Skilled service providers do not appear to engage in the type of competition that is seen with other types of products. For example, the competition in the computer industry is so fierce that intentionally or unintentionally, each company more or less tries to put the other companies out of business. Alternatively, they may try to take over their competitors by purchasing the companies or the stock shares of their competition. Service providers generally do not try to put each other out of business. The main reason for minimal levels of competition is because most categories of service providers are relatively limited in numbers. Generally, professional organizations, coupled with government licensing procedures, limit the number of many service providers, such as doctors, lawyers, and licensed electricians. Unskilled service providers might be limited to some degree by the undesirable nature of the work and the low wages or fees that they receive. Because service providers are relatively limited in numbers, there is no need for vigorous competition. That is, there are usually enough clients to keep most service providers busy. However, there may be some degree of competition among skilled service providers, but it usually appears to be minimal. Physicians, lawyers, and many other providers advertise their services. Most service providers usually do not have periodic price reductions, such as a department store running a sale. However, there are some exceptions. That is, there are dentists that give away coupons that provide substantial price reductions for certain services, usually for a limited time. Some dentists, lawyers, psychologists, plastic surgeons, and a number of other skilled service providers offer a free consultation to new clients. Most service providers are interested in obtaining additional clients, and free consultations serves that function. The free consultation also serves the purpose of determining if the provider can deliver the services needed by the client. The free consultation gives the service provider the opportunity to explain the services she can provide. In addition, the free consultation can also serve the purpose of determining if the provider and client are compatible. This can be important when skilled services are provided on a one-to-one basis, such as medical care, psychotherapy, and certain types of legal assistance. Unskilled service providers. Unskilled providers of services. Unskilled service providers include maintenance personnel, professional housekeepers, and babysitters. Most unskilled service providers are paid relatively little for their services. Some are even paid the minimum wage. Most unskilled service providers are employed by organizations of various types. This can involve in-house services for a large or medium-sized company. There are agencies that provide semi-skilled and unskilled service providers to individual consumers in a way that is similar to other products. The agency gets paid a fee for the services, and the service provider might get a percentage of the fee. There are unskilled service providers that are self-employed. The most common example is a babysitter. There are also unskilled service providers that are employed by individual consumers. For example, there are many wealthy people that employ a housekeeper to maintain the living quarters and a nanny to care for their children. Why are unskilled service providers usually paid low wages and fees? There are a number of reasons why most semi-skilled and unskilled service providers receive low wages or low fees. One of the most obvious is the work they do does not require specialized skills and formal college training. In addition, there are many people that can perform the tasks provided by these service providers. An individual consumer has the option of hiring an unskilled service provider or performing the task herself. With a professional and skilled service providers, this option is generally not feasible. Tradition, and possibly even prejudicial attitudes, may also play a role in the pricing of unskilled service providers. Many unskilled service providers are from minority groups or immigrants. Marketing strategies. Marketing strategies for individual service providers. Individual service providers, whether they are skilled or unskilled, must utilize special marketing strategies. However, all the conventional media for advertisements can be used for skilled service providers, and some are also useful for the unskilled provider. For skilled service providers, radio, television, and newspaper ads might be effective. Small classified ads, especially in local newspapers, might also be useful for unskilled service providers, such as housekeepers and babysitters. There are some skilled service providers that present infomercials in various formats, such as for radio, the internet, etc. This involves presenting interesting and/or useful information, coupled with a commercial, about the service provider. Writing articles or newsletters might also be helpful for some skilled service providers. Leaflets can be useful for all types of service providers, whether they are skilled or unskilled. They are one of the most inexpensive forms of advertising. Various types of leaflets, made of paper or attractive cardboard, as well as business cards, are very useful in facilitating positive word-of-mouth publicity and recommendations. Facilitating positive word-of-mouth publicity and maintaining positive relationships with clients is an excellent marketing strategy. Word-of-mouth publicity can also be facilitated for some skilled service providers by providing lectures at various organizations. That is, there are many profit and non-profit organizations that seek out lecturers dealing with various topics. This can provide good opportunities for promoting your services if you are a professional or other type of skilled service provider. When this is done, it is important to present lectures that are interesting and appropriate for the audience. It is also important to present yourself in a way that conveys your skills and compassion and friendliness. In general, Facilitating word-of-mouth promotion is an excellent strategy for all types of providers. When clients speak positively about a service provider to their friends and relatives, there is a good chance of obtaining new clients. This can also involve direct recommendations from clients or other service providers. To obtain good word-of-mouth publicity, it is important to satisfy your clients to the maximum feasible extent. This involves providing high-quality service in an efficient and pleasant way. Providing some extra service that the clients do not expect is also very useful. However, all of the above, by itself, may not be enough to obtain good word-of-mouth publicity and recommendations from your clients. Emotional factors, including compassion, sympathetic understanding, and friendliness are important for obtaining positive word-of-mouth publicity and retaining your clients. The most important factors are probably emotional in retaining clients and getting recommendations. The first idea is to try to avoid creating negative emotional responses from your clients. To do this, avoid disappointing your clients. Avoid unnecessary negative or discouraging statements. The only time that you should use negative statements is if it is necessary to provide appropriate services or information to your clients. In such cases, you should convey sympathy and understanding, along with the negative information, and suggest any alternative solutions that might be feasible. Always avoid actions or statements that might insult or embarrass your clients. Avoid expressing anger or frustration, even if it may be justified. There might be some rare exceptions to this, where the expression of some anger or frustration by the provider is necessary in the communication process, but generally expressing anger or frustration is probably counterproductive. Developing a friendly and pleasant working relationship with your clients is also quite important. In general, try to avoid to the maximum feasible extent anything that clients do not like. The goal should be to provide the best service that is feasible, and to make your clients happy. This includes providing the best possible experience for your clients. All of the above will not only facilitate good word-of-mouth publicity, it will help you keep your clients. Good relationships with clients can reduce the chances of lawsuits and getting fired. The following applies to all types of service providers, skilled and unskilled. However, it especially applies to professionals who are likely to get sued for malpractice. It also applies to unskilled service providers that are likely to get fired for errors that result in damages while they are providing services. Unskilled service providers are probably less likely to get sued than professionals because they generally have little or no financial resources. The unskilled provider usually does not have any insurance that can pay for damages. Professional service providers can sometimes get sued for adverse outcomes, even if they are not truly responsible for the undesirable results. This can happen when the client has even a slight suspicion that the undesirable results were partly caused by the provider. In general, most people make errors. The idea really is to avoid critical errors at all costs. However, they are still likely to happen. Thus, the idea here is to learn how to minimize damages and prevent getting fired, losing clients, or getting sued. Forming positive and friendly working relationships with your clients can reduce the chances of lawsuits. That is, if you make an error, or if your client thinks you caused damages, a friendly relationship might reduce the chances that he or she will sue you. This is especially the case if you have a long history of providing services in a compassionate and friendly manner to your client. Probably, one of the most important factors that contribute to lawsuits is anger. Getting your client angry over adverse outcomes or over damages that he thinks you are responsible for will probably increase the chances of lawsuits. Positive and friendly working relationships with clients can also reduce the chances of getting fired or losing your clients. This applies to all types of service providers, skilled and unskilled. When your client confronts you with a legitimate claim of damages, the best strategy might be to first offer sympathetic apologies and perhaps also explain how the problem happened. If you are an unskilled service provider, this is the best you can probably do. However, you are a well-paid professional, perhaps with malpractice insurance. You must go one step further, which is to try to settle the claim in a sympathetic, kind and friendly way. This generally means providing money for damages that you have caused. Kindness and friendliness might save you a considerable amount of time, effort and money in situations of this type. Websites on marketing to services and related concepts. If you want more information on marketing to services, consult the following websites. Search phrase with Google Marketing for Service Providers, www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals percent E2% 80% 9 marketing plus 4 plus service plus providers percent E2% 80% 9 DNBTNG equals Google plus search. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.voipnews.com web link words on website VoIP marketing for service providers. marketingforservices.com words on website marketing for services. Search phrase with Google how to market services www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals how plus to plus market plus services. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.businessknowhow.com web link words on website how to successfully market a service or other niche business, and enjoy the process sample marketing plan. findarticles.com web link words on website service with a smile not sure how to market your service business. jeffreymonaghan.wordpress.com words on website marketing key number 3, being viewed as an expert is key.